Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Balance is something we're always trying to achieve when it comes to plans. Balance is referencing the soil, the ecosystem around the plan. But one thing we may not realize is that balance does not mean equal, like we see on some balanced fertilizer containers. This actually may be doing more harm than good. So that's what we're going to talk about here today. Balanced fertilizers, simply put, are when all the numbers are equal. 10, 10, 10, 12, 12, 12. This is referencing that the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium are all in equal amounts. But did you know that plants actually use more nitrogen than they use phosphate or potassium? And did you also know that phosphorus and potassium that are not used by the plant can actually be immobilized in the soil and build up over time? So the first question is, why did we start making balanced fertilizers? And the truth of the matter is that phosphorus and potassium in excess doesn't really harm the plant in a noticeable fashion. It's just little micro tweaks that happen over time that can harm the surrounding environment and then the plant itself. Balanced fertilizers are eventually going to become the way of the dodo bird. The truth is that as people become more in tune with soil science and plant science on a home garden hobbyist level, we will begin to really change our minds about what we're putting into our ground. Balanced fertilizers actually are outlawed in some states. I believe it's 11 states in the US where you're not allowed to use any fertilizer that contains phosphate or phosphorus in it, unless if it is tested and shown in a soil sample that it is needed for your garden and lawn. Now, the reason for that is because excess phosphate or phosphorus tends to cause eutrophication. If you have a pond or a dugout or any sort of water body nearby, you actually want to limit the amount of phosphorus you're placing in your soil. It will over time cause algae blooms, which will harm that overall water ecosystem. If you're not too worried about waterways and just overall fertilizer pollution, other than you actually want to consider is for selfish reasons. Excess phosphorus will actually cause iron and zinc deficiencies. Iron and zinc deficiencies can affect your flavor, the color of your flowers, and just overall health of your plants. This issue becomes more prevalent in roots that have a shallow root system. So grasses, cacti, succulents, to name a few. The shallow root system means that that plant tends to stay right in the zone where phosphorus and potassium are immobile, meaning when we put the fertilizer on, it kind of stays in situ and doesn't move around in the way that nitrogen does. That means over time it builds up more and more, making that concentration very high in this zone. With the roots not being able to penetrate downwards, we don't end up with any capture outside of that higher phosphorus level. Phosphorus will also harm acid-loving plants. So this can include azaleas, blueberry, hydrangeas, you name it. If these plants are grown in more alkaline soil, which is very common in the US and Canada, just because of the way our soil was farmed, we end up with an overabundance of phosphorus being bioavailable, which ultimately competes directly with zinc and iron uptake. So if you've been using balanced fertilizers, it's very likely that you have an overabundance of both phosphorus and potassium. I will also say that if you're using compost or manures in excess, meaning if you're applying over half an inch to an inch of compost or manure, you're going above that in any.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shape or form, it is very likely that you have an overabundance of phosphorus and potassium, because that actually is one of the main contributors to this excess on a home hobbyist level. So we talked about phosphorus and potassium, but what about that nitrogen? The truth here is that nitrogen overall applied in high doses in one go doesn't tend to work very well. Nitrogen is what we call mobile, meaning it's very easily gassed off or it's very easily leached and moved by water. An overapplication in the beginning in the season may not necessarily be utilized later in the season if we have a very moist summer. So with that being said, a multi-series action of application is always best. This may mean for some an incorporation in that soil in the spring and then a top dressing of compost, manure, granular, or liquid throughout the growing season. This will provide a continual release of nitrogen, which is exactly what your plants need. Considering in those early stages that their main nutrient needs are phosphorus and potassium, and nitrogen really doesn't come into play. With that being said, if we have too much nitrogen present in those early periods or just throughout the growing season in general, we tend to get really rapid green growth. Now you're probably thinking this is a good thing, but what ends up happening is the nature tax hits us even harder than what we normally see. Luscious green growth is more susceptible to disease, but it's also more susceptible to pests. That luscious green growth is very easy to penetrate when it comes to bacteria, fungi, and the creepy crawlies. So with that being said, we want to reduce our nitrogen inputs and only apply it over time as needed. Now, when it comes to fixing a balanced fertilizer application that's been overapplied or a nutrient imbalance that we're starting to see that we want to bring into balance, I always advocate for soil testing. Now, before you say that's too expensive, there's no way I'm doing that for my garden, just grab a very inexpensive test. Some of those ones off of Amazon will work great. If you're showing an overabundance, the best solution is dilution. Meaning stop applying fertilizer and simply grow very heavy feeders in that area. Over time, it will use up that excess nutrients, or the excess nutrients, unfortunately, will be leached away into waterways or volatilized into the atmosphere, but it will leave your soil over time. And in the future, when it comes to fertilizing, try to go for a balance. And by balance, I mean 5:1:2. Nitrogen being 5 times higher than that of phosphorus, and nitrogen being 3 units higher than that of potassium. Oddly enough, fish emulsion is pretty much a perfect balanced fertilizer that you can use. But what I will say is it's a little bit low in potassium, only in respect to the potential of fruiting and flowering plants. With that being said, there's a lot of studies and controversy around whether potassium and phosphorus even help blooms on flowers and plants. But the general consensus is that it does, and you will kind of need a little bit higher levels of that if you're aiming for fruiting and flowering. So you may want to supplement with that potassium when needed, but keep in mind our soils are, they're generally not low in potassium unless if we have a very heavy duty type garden production. So I hope this helped you guys understand a little bit about balanced fertilizers and what to look for. Be sure to let me know in the comments down below what you guys want to see next, and give this video a thumbs up plus tap that subscribe button. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.